Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judnick moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak bunts towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judnick moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert throws towards second. Knickerbocker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Knickerbocker. Vallow fumbles the ball. That's an error on Vallow. Judnick goes all the way around to score. Stevens moves all the way to home. It's 6-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Krivic throws the ball into Swift, who tags Lobbs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chartak goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fowler moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fowler scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 7-1, Browns. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. One out. It's 7-2, Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Shirley covering, for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. Auker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cliff. Johnson moves to third. Blair moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Blair moves to third. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 7-3, Browns. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0-for-1 in the game. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Stevens bunts towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Judnick moves to second. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Lobbs is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a line drive into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-3 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Tex Shirley. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.